Just a few words of introduction. I'm Andrew Gale. I am the grand-sounding title, the County Ecumenical Development Officer. It sounds more grand than it is. It seems to involve, for 10 hours, it's just a 10-hour a week post. It's quite small. It involves going all across Bedfordshire, going to Churches Together meetings. Up until Easter, I was listening all over Bedfordshire. I was listening to meetings discuss whether on their Good Friday March of Witness they were going to give away hot cross buns and how many hot cross buns they were going to give away in each particular town. And I sat through those meetings just clinging on for a five-minute nugget of gold, which I then take on to the next one and kind of pass it off as my idea. It's a great role. I love it. It also involves, it gives me the opportunity to speak in lots of different churches, lots of different traditions, which I enjoy doing. There are traditions where the church is very responsive when you preach. There are others who sit and listen in awed silence. There are some who, if you don't preach for 40 minutes, don't feel that they've had their money's worth. There are others, if you go past 10 minutes...
That's not so.
Oh, that is a problem, because I argue down as a 40 minutes. Oh, okay, thank you. I'm glad we got that straight right at the beginning. It also involves some more difficult things of going and visiting those churches or having problems with their neighbours and just trying to say, look, folks, we're on the same side. It's a kingdom business. It's not about our empires. It's not about building a reputation for ourselves. It's about working for the shepherd. It's one flock, after all, we're working for. In my sermons, I don't always preach on church unity. But I may this morning. Let's pray together. Our Father, we pray that your word will be preached with boldness and clarity under the anointing of your Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. One of our readings today contained, I guess, probably my favourite verse in all of the Bible. I have come that they may have life. And have it, let me just switch back to the Authorised Version, and have it more abundantly. Church I grew up, we had a little song we used to sing, more abundantly, that they might have life, and have it more abundantly. And I guess what we want to be saying to people is the Christian life is not something that drags us down, that puts on us more rules, more regulations, a great yoke that was too heavy for our fathers to bear. Jesus came that we can have life and have it in all its fullness. And the role of our shepherd, what he does in our lives, is leads us through things, takes us into times of blessing where our lives are enriched. I want to say he promises us a full life, not an easy life. A life of blessing, not a life of ease. A life that reaches its full potential. We read in the psalm, we sang the psalm together. He makes me lie down in green pastures. And isn't it good when we're by the still waters and in the green pastures? But he also leads us through the valley of the shadow of death, through the darkest valleys. It's the Lord who leads us there. One of the best of modern songs that's sung in lots of churches says this: blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. And blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering. God sometimes leads us through by the still waters, but he also leads us in the valleys. There are times when our life are full of blessings, when things are going well. And there are times of blessing when circumstances are hard. My other hours of the week are spent at Oak Hill Secure Training Centre. Oak Hill is over in Milton Keynes. It's a centre for young men who've been sentenced or remanded by the courts between the ages of 12 and 17, where I work as the chaplain. We have a little bit of liturgy in our service. I thought I might bring it to you this morning, see if you enjoy it. The liturgy goes like this. The preacher says God is good, and the congregation responds all the time. It's very simple liturgy. They're not used to coming to church. So here's the second part. Then he turned it around. The preacher says, all the time. And the congregation responds, God is good. Will you help me with this? God is good. Oh, you see, when the preacher gets a response like that, then he gets excited. And then it doesn't go quite the same. It goes like this then. It goes, God is good. In good times and bad times, in hard times, when we're serving time, all the time. And we use that every week in our services. It's a little bit of, liturgy doesn't need, liturgy can be different. But it is still liturgy. And we say this, that whatever circumstances we go through, God is still good. And it could be here this morning, some of you are going through hard times. Some of you are facing bad times. And in those bad times, I want to say we still have a good shepherd who leads us through. Shepherd also, you see, we sometimes have a romantic idea of a shepherd. We think a shepherd is kind of, the sheep look like his pets. Pats them on the head, he loves them, he's nice. The sheep aren't his pets. He's producing them for a purpose. A good shepherd is concerned to produce the maximum amount of products from the sheep. Milk and wool and meat. A good shepherd leads us, but he also he wants to produce from us our full potential. And so the circumstances we face through our life, both good and bad, are designed that we can reach our full potential for God. God has put in every person gifts and talents and abilities. And he wants to bring them out of us. And so the circumstances and the situations of our life he leads us through are to bring out our full potential. I have come that they can have life, live life in all its fullness. Here's my ecumenical little bit. Sometimes we're very individualistic. The 23rd Psalm talks about the Lord is my shepherd. And the passage we read spoke about that he knows his sheep by name. And so that's true. God does know us as individuals. He's interested in the individual circumstances of our lives. But sheep don't live alone. Sheep live in flocks. That's right, isn't it? You don't see sheep on their own, you see them in a flock. And God didn't design for us as people to live completely individualistic lives. Though he knows us by name and he knows our individual needs, we are designed to live in community. So one of the great blessings that came after the day of Pentecost in the reading that we read earlier is that all believers were together and held everything in common. When God brought a full life to those people, he brought them into community. And God intends for us to be in community with each other, caring about each other. I know we often use the term, and certainly in the church I grew up, we talked about Jesus as our own personal saviour. And I understand that language, and I still use it from time to time, but there's more. There's more to the gospel than Jesus is our personal saviour. He brings us into a community, into a flock, into a group of people. We are called not to be lone rangers, but to be under the leadership of our shepherd. We are a flock bought with great price. As we read in Peter's epistle, he has purchased us. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross. For you were sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. When we wandered away, he brought us back to himself and back into the community, back into the flock. He calls us by our name and he calls us to be together. He's our great shepherd. Everything he does, everything he leads us through in our life is so that our lives can be full and lived to our full potential. He calls us to be his people. He calls us out by name. He calls us to reach our full potential for him. He calls us in good times and bad times, he leads us. He calls us to walk together, following our shepherd. Let's pray. We thank you for this image that you've given us in your word of a shepherd leading his sheep. We pray that in every circumstance and in good times and in bad times we will have confidence in you. Confidence in your word that you are leading us to a full, complete, abundant life. We pray that we will look to you to help us to reach our full potential, to use all of those gifts you've put in each of us. And that we will walk together, recognizing that you've called us by name, but you've called us to be together. You've called us into your flock. We pray that we will always be those who follow our shepherd, who paid a great price, and who called us to himself, our Lord Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.